Podcasts. I'm Katie Weaver.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm with Aldeb. U.S. security officials say they are taking every precaution to guard against an attack on President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration Wednesday. As preparations for the day continue, the FBI is screening thousands of the National Guard members assigned to Washington, D.C. to provide security for the event. As the AP's Ed Donahue reports, there is heightened tension leading up to the inauguration.
Following the deadly riot at the Capitol, this terrorism investigation is hitting close to home. John Hudak is senior fellow at the Brookings Institution.
We're talking about online chatter. We're talking about the dark web. We're talking about efforts to commit violence against the United States and its institutions and to assassinate members of the government.
Hudak says there's no difference between supporters of President Trump and Al-Qaeda and ISIS.
They're domestic terrorists, and they are not going to hang up their guns and their ammo vests on January 20th.
More than 20,000 National Guard troops are being dispatched across the Capitol to bolster security. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The inaugural site is currently encircled in tall fencing topped with concertina wire. A Russian court on Monday sentenced opposition leader Alexei Navalny to 30 days in a Moscow prison over parole violations. Jailing the politician sets the stage for a later trial that could send the Kremlin's most vocal critic to prison for several years. The court ruling came less than a day after Navalny was detained upon arrival of his flight from Germany to a Moscow airport. He returned home for the first time after a poisoning attack in Siberia last August. Navalny insists Russia's security services, with backing from longtime President Vladimir Putin, were behind the assassination attempt. This is VOA News. Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte won a crucial confidence vote in the Chamber of Deputies on Monday. The vote allows the Prime Minister to hang on to power after a junior partner quit his coalition last week, opening a political crisis amid the raging COVID-19 pandemic. Had he lost the vote, Conte would have been forced to resign. After his appeal to opposition and non-aligned parliamentarians to back him following the walkout by former Premier Matteo Renzi's Italia Viva party, Conte's government won the lower house vote by 321 to 259. Hundreds of students protested in Rome on Monday. They were demanding more classrooms, transport to school, and better access to education. Monday was supposed to be the first day back for high school students after 10 months of remote learning, yet many chose to demonstrate again. According to Save the Children Italy, 34,000 high school students are at risk of dropping out from school due to the hardships they faced in following the remote learning mode. United Nations cultural agency UNESCO reported that more than 10 million students were affected by COVID-19 restrictions in Italy. Italy registered more than 12,500 new infections of the coronavirus on Sunday. The leader of Uganda's main opposition party, Bobi Wine, said troops raided the party headquarters on Monday. The raid came as staff tried to prepare a legal challenge to President Yoweri Museveni's declared victory in an election last week. Wine is under house arrest himself. He added that his party leaders are now on the run and told Reuters, quote, "Everybody is being pursued." A police spokesman said the National Unity Platform office had been cordoned off for security reasons, but he gave no more details. Wine later said on Twitter that the U.S. ambassador to Uganda was sent away from his gate after she tried to visit him. Guatemalan forces used tear gas and batons Monday to break up a group of Honduran migrants near the border who were hoping to travel to the United States. Roughly 2,000 migrants had camped out at a roadblock for nearly 2 days. Some threw stones at Guatemalan forces that were attempting to disperse the crowd, prompting them to use tear gas and batons. Some Hondurans have reportedly agreed to be bused back across the border, diminishing the original group of nearly 8,000. Migrants say they are fleeing lawlessness and poverty as the pandemic and two hurricanes in November ravished the already impoverished country. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.